Bonjour, chère dame. In our headlines, President Paul Biya and wife Chantal Biya are in France ahead of the opening of the Olympic Games in the French capital, Paris, on the invitation of President Emmanuel Macron. A presidential decree signed this Wednesday extends the mandate of municipal councillors who were voted on the 9th of February 2020 to the end of May the 31st, 2026. As you heard in our headlines, President Paul Biya and First Lady Chantal Biya have checked into their hotel in Paris, France, in anticipation of the opening of the Olympic Games. This was after they landed at the Charles de Gaulle Airport, where they were welcomed by Cameroon's ambassador to France, André Magnus Ekumu, among other personalities. CRTV's special envoy to Paris is Ashu Nyenti. His report.
After a relatively peaceful six-hour direct flight from Yaoundé, it is in daylight 7:30 p.m. local time, 1 hour less in Cameroon, that the presidential Boeing 767-200 conveying Paul and Chantal Biya kisses the tarmac of the Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris this Wednesday, July 24, 2024. The first couple is received as they alight from the plane by Cameroon's ambassador to France, André Magnus Ekumu, Paris City and Airport authorities. Paul Biya is in town on the double invitation of President Emmanuel Macron of France and the President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, for the opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games this Friday. Little doubt that Paul Biya will use this visit as an opportunity to mark his regard for vital Olympic values as peace, solidarity and living together, as well as meet his peers to exchange views on diverse issues of global concern. It is therefore a Paul Biya, visibly high in spirits, who arrives at the Four Seasons George V Hotel in the heart of the French capital, where he and his wife will be staying during their Parisian sojourn. They are received by the hotel's management in a jovial and convivial atmosphere. Then each of them gets a bouquet of flowers from 10-year-olds Johan Serena Ndem and Cyprian O'Neill Akwo. Paul Biya first, and behind him, a resplendent Chantal Biya then proceed to shake hands with some of the members of the accompanying delegation, including the Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela, the Ministers of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Fusu, Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele Kombi, Special Duties Minister, Gogomo Paul Mingo, then the wife of the Ambassador, Claire Ekumu, before receiving civilities from the rest of the diplomatic, military and civilian staff of the embassy, as well as CPD and party stalwarts in Paris. It is with satisfaction that the couple retire into their private apartments. Paul Biya will have sufficient time to pass off the stress of journey before taking his place on Friday among other world leaders at the Trocadero Park for the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. Ashu Nyenti, Vincent Bolo, on national assignment, Paris, France.
A presidential decree signed yesterday has extended the mandate of municipal councillors who were voted on February the 9th, 2020, and whose term of office was due to end on February 25, 2025, to the 31st of May, 2026. The decree stipulates that the decision was taken after consultations with the government and the Senate, with representatives of local decentralized collectivities. And shortly after the decree was unveiled, Alban Jembone captured the reactions of the mayor of Boya, barrister David Mafani Namange, and Paul Ngale Efome, the city mayor of Limbe. Take a listen.
It's with great joy that I learned of this very timely decision of His Excellency President Paul Biya, which I must remind all and sundry that this great statesman has done this within the ambit of the law and the necessity of the moment in our country. This gives us the municipal magistrates and councillors an opportunity to continue to humbly serve our populations, while expressing once more our gratitude to the head of state. We recognize that it is equally a challenge, and we call on all Cameroonians, especially political and other opinion leaders, to accompany the nation When things like this come, some people want to dilute the importance of it. But this is a great action from a great statesman to resolve an issue at hand. We thank the head of state.
For me, it's an opportunity for my vision, as the slogan goes, building together, to accomplish some of my projects that I have in hand. It will be a pleasure for me to look at this short period that I've been in office, having
The Cameroon English Language Newspaper Publishers Association sent Powell from 6 p.m. today at the On the Hilton organized its maiden award night. The ceremony to take place under the patronage of the Minister of Communication, Rene Manuel Sadi, will be attended by some top government officials, members of the diplomatic corps, political, religious, traditional, and civil society leaders. The president of St. Paul, Christian Gar Christian, who is also the publisher of the and editor-in-chief of the Guardian Post, says the event has been initiated to distinguish and celebrate the finest media practitioners in the country. Take a listen.
We are staging a maiden award ceremony, which we call it SEMPA Award Night, this evening at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. The time has come for us in the media to recognize our peers, because most awards have always been about giving out to other members of society. But we think that there are journalists in this country who are working very well and who SEMPA would like to recognize this evening. In all, I think we have about 25 journalists from the print, from the radio, from the TV, and even online reporters. Media houses would also be recognized. On the sideline of today's event, there will also be the launching of the Guardian Post magazine. It's a 64-page color magazine that has been published by the Guardian Post in honor of the First Lady, Madame Chantal Biya's 30 years of service to humanity.
Integrating hydrometeorological forecast in the agricultural sector as well as in the disaster risk reduction mechanisms is at the center of a three-day consultation that rounds off this Thursday in Douala. The activity being chaired by the Director of National Meteorology at the Ministry of Transport, Semplis Chinda Tazo, has brought together experts from Cameroon, the African Center of Meteorological Application for Development, and many other stakeholders. That's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news, brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience Wingo.